In the headlines, the Finance Ministry announces $16 million in reverse tax credit for over 12,000 Barbadians. One independent senator retained and a new face in the Senate has been announced. Police seeking the public's help in locating a wanted man for serious criminal matters. And Guyana rejects false use of its flag on the seized oil tanker. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead. Just over 12,000 Barbadians are set to benefit from the reverse tax credit soon, as the Ministry of Finance has already deposited over $16 million to financial institutions to be distributed to taxpayers. Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strachan, made the announcement moments ago in Parliament as he laid a legislative framework in a cognate debate on the National Payment System Amendment Bill, the Central Bank Amendment Bill, and the Economic Diversification and Growth Fund Bill.
This being the Yuletide season, sir, and I want to say to Barbadians that this week, the Revenue Authority, sir, in relation to the reverse tax credit, sir, we have sent $16.2 million to various financial institutions covering some 11,941 persons. $16.2 million for 11,941 persons to receive the reverse tax credit.
He stressed that those without bank accounts will receive their tax credit by mail. Meanwhile, government lays the legislative framework behind BIMPE, the Central Bank of Barbados' new payment system, which is set to be available to Barbadians by March 31, 2026. Minister Strachan urging Barbadians to get on board the system, stressing that technology will revolutionize the way people will do business.
You could easily, sir, transfer money instantaneously between the bank account that you have without having to go to an ATM and all this type of thing, sir. You would see what would be a virtual amount of money in your digital wallet, and therefore the ability for you to do that transaction is easier because you're able on the spot to be able to make the transfer to the virtual wallet, effect the sale quickly, and therefore you don't have to go and worry about how much money to take out to the ATM, because as you know, there are limits to the amounts of money that you can take out of the ATM at any particular point in time anyhow. And therefore, what we are trying to impress upon Barbadians, that the launch of BIMPE is going to significantly transform how business is done in this economy.
Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strachan. Dr. Kenneth Connell is a new senator in Barbados. He was one of two independent senators that took the oath this morning at Government House. Returning is Senator Monique Tate, who has been reappointed days after resigning from her post. They both joined the upper house as the newly appointed Senate, replacing Dr. Crystal Drakes. Both were selected by the newly installed President, Jeffrey Bostic. Dr. Connell says his priority in the Senate will be advancing the national conversation on health.
I feel quite honored to be sworn in as senator this morning to serve in the Parliament of Barbados. I view this role as both critical and important, and I certainly may not always get things right, but I definitely will give it my best shot. For my entire life, I have worked in public service, whether at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital as a physician, and then in my later years at the University of the West Indies CAEFL campus as faculty there. And so I view both those institutions as having prepared me for a further role in public service. My interest is in health and public health in particular, but I am a citizen of Barbados, and so anything that affects the citizenship certainly will be a matter that comes to my attention.
That's new Senator Dr. Kenneth Connell. Meanwhile, Senator Monique Tate says she's honored to have been chosen once again to serve. This is the Lunchtime Edition. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley has secured a spot on the 2025 Forbes World's 100 Most Powerful Women's list, where she ranks number 99 among the globe's most influential political, business, and philanthropic leaders. Forbes highlights Motley's continued global impact, particularly her forceful advocacy on climate change, her diplomatic leadership, and her role in steering Barbados' constitutional transition. According to her Forbes profile, Ms. Motley was elected as Barbados' Prime Minister in 2018 when she was sworn in and became the first woman in her role. The profile also notes her rise as a global leader on issues where she has done impassioned speeches calling for urgent action on climate change. The Barbados Police Service is asking the public for to help them locate Ishmael Orlando Cupid, who is wanted for serious criminal matters. Cupid is about 6 feet tall, slim, brown complexion, and wears his hair in plaits. His last well-known address is Maryville Apartments, Rockley Terrace, Christchurch, or Harmony Lodge, St. Martin's in St. Philip. He is advised to surrender to the Serious Organised Crime Unit at the District E Police Station in Spikestown, accompanied by an attorney of his choice. Citizens of St. Vincent and the Grenadines have so far been taking the most advantage of the CARICOM Free Movement Initiative that began on October 1st. While not willing to reveal detailed figures, Director of Trinity Recruitment Services, Judine Scanterbury, said the move proves to be a progressive one and an assertive one for Barbadian businesses who have been employing plenty Vincentians.
Well, the free movement enforces the idea of, you know, one Caribbean, and it's helping build stronger relationships between the islands, and it's creating a sense of regional belonging rather than separation, in my opinion. Most of the traffic is actually coming from the island of St. Vincent. However, we do have people reaching out from Dominica as it relates to working in Barbados. We've done some placement with Vincentians, and so far, it has been helpful towards in supporting businesses and keeping their services running efficiently.
Director of Trinity Recruitment Services, Judine Scanterbury. And Ghana's Maritime Administration says the oil tanker seized by the United States this week was falsely flying the Ghana flag and is not registered in the country. The Maritime Administration says it has seen a growing and unacceptable misuse of the national flag and was informed by the U.S. authorities that the motor tanker named Skipper, formerly Adisa, was intercepted in international waters while fraudulently displaying Ghana's colors. Our top stories. The Finance Ministry announces $16 million in reverse tax credit for just under 12,000 Barbadians. A new independent senator, Dr. Kenneth Connell. Well, Monique Tate, QC, retains her position. No place, unfortunately, for Dr. Crystal Drinks. Police seeks the public's help in locating a wanted man, while Ghana rejects false use of its flag on a seized oil tanker. This has been the lunchtime edition of the latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Thank you so very much, Barry. Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. For breaking news, follow the Starcom Network news channel on WhatsApp. Also, follow Starcom Network News on Instagram on our website at starcomnetwork.net.